Chapter 15, The Stories He Gave Me. The first week in August was my family's annual beach trip, which gave me a chance to slow down and reflect back on the past 3 months. I had preached the faith message, given two project updates, and helped with two fundraisers. But deep down, I felt the need to be sharing more of the stories I was told while in Nicaragua. After all, this is what Jesus told me to do in my vision when he said, "Start telling the stories I will give to you." But how? The church newsletter was one way. Though I had never written anything for the newsletter before, it would be a great way to share these stories. But would the stories encourage people to support the bridge project? That would be for them to decide. I only needed to do my part. Each morning that week, I prayed for God to give me the words to type, the story to share, and the challenge for His people. And He did. Sitting at the computer each morning, I could feel the words flowing from my heart onto the keyboard. The August newsletter article was titled, "Build a Bridge, Give Your Time." It started with thanking those who had helped with the BLT luncheon and stating that $3,276 was raised for the bridge. Then I shared a story of when someone gave their time by stopping to help a man who needed gas on a Sunday morning, demonstrating a simple act of kindness. I challenged others to do the same because that's what people need in this world. I stated that the bridge project is a simple deed, but it, too, is more about building relationships with the Nicaraguan people. The September newsletter article titled, "Build a Bridge, The Whole Story," was an expansion of the story in the August newsletter. I shared all of the story's details, including the fact that it was me who had stopped to help the man. Then I asked a challenging question, "Will you stop and help?" by giving to the Build a Bridge Fund. The October newsletter article was titled, "Build a Bridge, The End Pieces." Here, I told about the end pieces of the bread, the ones that are often unevenly cut or thin that get discarded, thrown away. The end pieces reminded me of the Nicaraguan communities who need the bridge, people no one else has stopped to help. Then a challenge statement. Let's reach in and take them by the hand and share our loaf with them. The November newsletter article told the story of two children who had survived an attack by a hive of killer bees. It emphasized the fact of how almost everyone thought they were dead, but because of faith and prayer, they, in fact, survived. I titled the article, "Build a Bridge, A Raised Hand," because that was the sign the firemen wanted to see before they would go in and attempt to save the children, for each child to raise a hand. Then the challenge, the people who have drowned in the river, they are raising their hand once again, but this time not to be saved from the river, but for someone to come and build their children a safe way to cross it. The December newsletter article was a play on words. Build a bridge, it's not just a bridge. It started by telling the story of a little girl losing one of her flip-flops in the river and then risking her life to retrieve it. Then a fact of how the bridge will give the people a sense of pride like they have never known because they will no longer have to change out of their wet clothes to dry ones to attend school or go to work. It's not just a bridge. For the first time, I began to see how God was moving through the bridge project. More importantly, I could feel the Holy Spirit moving in my own heart, drawing me even closer to God. It was now my prayer, not that the bridge would be built, but that people's hearts be changed, and that everyone's walk with God be closer as a result of the bridge project.